Part 3, Out But Not Down. Chapter 10, Finding Your Way, in which the author explores the problem of not getting utterly lost, even if one isn't any longer unthinkingly letting one's culture draw one's maps and plot one's course. I was raised to be an integrated cog in one very small, elite subset of the Christian community, purposely programmed to be unhappy in any other Christian group, required to cut off association with other Christians, required to declare exclusive allegiance to the one group. So, being booted from and moving beyond that culture has left me more or less cut off not only from it, but from all the other parts of the fragmented Christian community around us that I've been raised to shut out.
There's connections that contaminate. There's things in this world that contaminate. Not only moral questions, but doctrinal questions contaminate. And ecclesiastical connections contaminate as well.
I had been taught that the rest of Christendom was inferior, and that we didn't want to be watered down or corrupted by those dubious ecclesiastical connections and their inferior truth. So now, I was inferior too, and had been cut off to keep me from corrupting the special group I'd fallen from grace in. Today, no matter how much I try to connect to Christians outside of their churches, sometimes I feel like I'm getting nowhere, really. And I know there are many, many Christians just like me. In fact, as I said before, I believe that Christians who are regular, contented church attendees are in the minority. But how to find all the others? You can't really find a church that is actually attended by people who don't attend church. When church-going Christians hear my thoughts about all this, they generally decide that something is very wrong, and that I need to change whatever it is. Because it's certainly me that's screwed up and not how we do church Christianity nowadays. Either I need to go back to my church and work out whatever my problem is, or else I absolutely need to find a new church and show that I've moved on by really enjoying myself there, in a group, part of that flock. Group seems to be an unthinking, unexamined tenet of modern Christian thought. But what does moving on look like? I feel like I've moved on from all of our innumerable dead-on-their-feet conventional Sunday morning church systems. I don't think the answer to my conscience qualms about church is more or another church. I am as much a part of the church as any Christian, and I want to meet and talk with people from every corner of it. But still, I hear nothing but demands that I pledge allegiance to some church or other, or I don't get to talk. Because I'm still stuck in the past, it is felt, and I need to move on to more of the same. Many mistakenly believe that if I were offered membership back in my own church again, like that ever happens there, that I would leap at that chance. They think that I'm deluding myself and wasting my time waiting around hoping fruitlessly for that to happen and complaining when it doesn't. That's not it, though, at all. I must admit to a failure to ever really simply answer what is, after all, a good question. What is my walk with the Lord? I can't seem to make Christians accept that I do walk with the Lord in any way they understand without it being part of a church thing. Even Harold says,
"When God works, he works through church groups."
Harold sees church groups, even tiny ones, as what God builds Christians into to get work done. I've been part of a church culture, and I've been part of subgroups of it, and now I go around and visit and talk to people in all manner of groups and check out their stuff and see what's going on. But to the Christians I talk to, I'm not living Christian, not practicing, not following Christ, not obeying the Bible, because I'm not doing church at any one place on a weekly basis. The fact is, the Lord Jesus Christ saved me from church. I have gone after Christ, feeling God has demanded I kick over the altars of church Christianity and leave the ghettoized Christian lifestyle behind. This seems to be the main source of my problems in connecting with Christians. Everywhere I go, Christians seem to be deeply dissatisfied with church, but just as troubled by a Christian who's more or less not bothering with that concept at all. And they can talk about church to me all evening. But talking about Christ invariably turns into talking about church with them. I walked with Christ years ago, faithfully. But church was headed off in a different direction. So Church and I parted ways. But do I continue to walk with him? Do I have him in my day? Can I talk about it? Can I be positive? Can I tell my story outright without needing to change people's names nor telling it in Gath nor being negative? Can I just say what works and how it works? Can I do that at all? Thing is, what's seen as the negative seems to me to have been a terribly important part of it all. It was a process, and that stuff was part of it. As a physical being, I not only need to eat food, I need to excrete what my body does not use, and sometimes I even need to throw up stuff I should never have swallowed to begin with. One time it was some chicken that had clearly gone past a vital date despite how it had been labeled Puke Volcano. I feel like I meet a lot of Christians who are toxic inside, but who are never letting any of that out or up. So they're just kind of sweating it, oozing it, leaking it. And it's not pretty. Stains any interaction they're part of. I think the writing, the satire, the thrashing it out and arguing about it have all actually been part of my growing, part of my moving on. Putting that thing to bed once and for all. Working out what exactly doesn't work. Meet the new church, same as the old church. Trying to make sure I won't get fooled again. I think this book is a form of moving on. But clearly, there is something missing and there should be a next step. So I'll write on, from this point, the job not done yet.